City staff are on a mission to define local when it comes to what produce should be allowed to be sold in Orillia. After Hewitt's Farm Market didn't set up any of its stands in Orillia this year for the first time in 45 years, councillors Mason Ainsworth and Jay Fallis introduced an inquiry motion Monday that asked staff to look into the feasibility of amending Chapter 700 of the City of Orillia Municipal Code, business licensing, to change the definition of local produce from products grown on lands in the townships of Severn, Remara and Oro Medonte to products grown on lands in the province of Ontario. Over the years, Hewitt's has sold corn it grows in Severn, as well as produce from other parts of the province. In an earlier interview with Orillia Matters, owner Trevor Hewitt said, "Because of the city's bylaw, Orillia is the hardest for us to operate in. We operate in many other local communities without any problems," he said. Discussing the matter Monday was like deja vu for Ainsworth, who noted he brought the same motion forward in 2016 after being approached by Hewitt's, which said at the time it was difficult to find certain produce in the areas permitted under the bylaw. Flash forward 5 years now and it looks like what I said then was completely accurate, that, one day, they would pull out of the city of Orillia and those jobs would go along with them, he said. While he is hoping to find a solution that works for both the city and produce stand operators like Hewitt's, Ainsworth noted the article included incorrect information regarding a new bylaw having been implemented last year relating to the matter. The bylaw in question has been on the books for at least a decade, Mayor Steve Clark said, adding enforcement happens on a complaint basis. Coun. Rob Kloostra acknowledged City Council has the ability to amend the bylaw, but he said it is there for a reason. Hewitt's can sell its corn out of the stands, and if it wants to sell produce from outside the permitted area, he said, it's welcome to do so at the Orillia Farmers Market, where it's allowed. If you want to bring stuff from the outside, then you're not a local produce stand anymore, Kloostra said. If you want to do things differently, open a retail store. Pay rent. Coun. Ted Emmon said he wouldn't support the inquiry motion to have staff look into the matter. He cited climate change as a reason the city should permit stands to sell produce only from this area. Emmon also pointed out Hewitt's corn is available at a downtown store. What we're asking for in the motion is a report back from staff so that we can have an informed discussion around this, Ainsworth responded, adding voting against something that simply seeks more information is unfortunate. He questioned whether the city would go after a little girl with a lemonade stand, because the lemons aren't local. Council committee passed the inquiry motion, which was amended to direct staff to consult with the Orillia Food Committee, Orillia Farmers Market Advisory Committee, Sustainable Orillia and local grocers, as well as to provide a brief history of the bylaw and define what local means in this case.